Lots of us have books piled up on our bedside tables or on our bookshelves, books that we intend to read someday but haven't gotten around to. Well, poet Andrei Codrescu recently had the pleasure of getting to one of those books, and it prompted this reflection.
I just read, for the first time, Mary McCarthy's Memories of a Catholic Girlhood. It's a great book, the revenge of a brilliant writer on those who made her childhood hell. McCarthy was an orphan. She spent the early years of her life in the custody of a horrid pair of relatives and in the chilling shadow of rich grandparents who had everything but human warmth to give. Some of these people's rules and regulations about children and life were still current when I was growing up. In many of my friends' houses, there were rooms where we children were forbidden to enter. Whippings were quite common, and the father with a belt was universally feared. Luckily, I didn't have one, and my stepfather's occasional efforts were ineffectual. I remember also dinners where the pater familias got to eat all kinds of delicacies while the children ate some thin borscht. Some kids couldn't play with their own toys, so they wouldn't wear them out. Happily, these kinds of cruelties have gone out of fashion for the most part. Childhoods are doubtlessly still difficult, but not horrid. My own kids were overindulged in almost everything. My oldest, Lucian, who's now an engineer, used to create awful scenes if he was interrupted from gluing his billion-piece models by something as trivial as dinner. He would be dragged kicking and screaming from the glue vapors in order to be given chemical-free nutrition. My other son, Tristan, was the beneficiary of such liberty. He needed only to make a phone call to spend the week drumming in the woods. Parents have relaxed considerably since McCarthy's days, and the coming generations should be grateful. Surely there will always be childhood sorrow, because children's pain is magnified hundredfold by their lack of reference, but it won't be of the intensity that caused Mary McCarthy to cry her splendid Creed au cœur. In light of this, what is one to make of all the adults who now claim that they were raped by their parents who cooked and ate their playmates in satanic ceremonies? Are these just the paranoid delusions of unhappy children, or are the monster parents of yore reincarnated even more monstrously because so many parents now are kinder and more indulgent? These are all questions to be raised in a course on unhappy childhood memoirs, which I will teach sometime. I plan to reread Somerset Maugham's Of Human Bondage, too.
Andrei Codrescu teaches English at Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge. He lives in New Orleans.